In the second of the seven last words of Jesus Christ on the cross, Christ promised the salvation of the crucified thief who believed him as the Christ, the Savior, the Messiah. He declared in Luke 23:43, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is the truth. Anything he declares will certainly come true. The thief acknowledged that he deserved punishment because of the bad things he did. But he had hoped to be accepted into the kingdom of God. He pleaded for Christ to remember him. It narrated in Luke 23:39-42. One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God," he said, "since you are under the same sentence. We are punished justly, for we are getting what we deserve, what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come to your kingdom." Faith in Christ is the key to opening the gates of heaven, and repentance is a practical proof of faith in God. The repentant thief did not deserve God's forgiveness, as we also do not deserve God's forgiveness. When the repentant thief acknowledged that he deserved to be punished for what he did, he personally displayed a repentant heart. To repent is to acknowledge that we are sinful. It is not a human instinct to repent. Repentance is a transformational work of the Holy Spirit in us. When God's grace transforms us through the Holy Spirit, we realize our need for forgiveness. Can you accept that anything initiated by human effort falls short of godly standards of our righteousness? Meaning, with human effort, we cannot please God. Do you agree? How do we logically know God has forgiven us when we repent of our sins? When we forgive others, it indicates the amount of forgiveness we receive from God. It says in Colossians 3:12-14, "As God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you have any grievances against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity." When the Holy Spirit transforms us, God's compassion prevails in us so that we can forgive others. Do not deceive yourself. God knows the person who believes in him. The repentant thief on the cross was repentant and expressed his faith in Jesus openly. We do not need to wait for our last moments to testify the transformation that God has done for us in our lives. Are you ready to testify of the changes that Christ did in your life yet? Let's pause for a moment. Let's give thanks to the Lord for the eternal life he has given us. Let us pray that the God lifts us and empowers us with the Holy Spirit and testify about Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for the eternal life you have given me. Fill and empower me with your Holy Spirit. Lord, help me sense it clearly when you lead me to the person you want me to witness about your love. Please remove any doubt, hesitation from my heart, and fill me with assurance that I will be living in your heavenly kingdom. Amen.